Melinda. I hope you like it.
You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
To No Dumb Idea.
Hey, and welcome to No Dumb Idea podcast, where three podcast hosts talk about nerd culture. I'm your super special host today, Ann Daggeroyd from the Ghostbusters and Nosebusters episode. And why don't we go and meet our contestants? So we have contestant number one, who is been described as a walking version of a Tim Burton movie. Could you introduce yourself, guest number one?
So that's obviously me. That's Gym Leader Nate.
nice. So tell us one fun fact about yourself.
Yeah, fun fact about me. Man, I love Mega Man. Really big Tim Burton fan, you know, and Batman, and big a Batman aficionado. Comic book Batman, not this Christopher Nolan
and a Tim Burton one.
Yeah,
fuck that shit. And let's go to the contestant number two, who is as bald as he is tall.
Yeah, I guess I'm Gibbledang. I'm stupid. I love Magic the Gathering, Diet Coke.
Aw, don't say that about yourself, Gibbledang.
I've had two IPAs.
Wow. and on their third.
Wow, what an alcoholic.
Yeah, wow. Well, and let's go to our super special audience member, Dala. Hey, it's me, Dala.
Ew.
You know, I'm just here to observe, you know? Just here. Sorry. I didn't have enough money to be a contestant this week, but just glad to be here. Just glad to be here.
Yeah, we had to lug him along. He's a part of our podcast, so we brought him with. Sorry, Daggeroyd.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I mean, I got the two handsome gym leader Nate and Gibbledang here. You know, one loves Mega Man and the other is an alcoholic.
Deja vu.
That sounds about right.
Who's who?
Yeah.
Whoa, deja vu again.
Yeah, I'm seeing double.
I think I dreamt about this.
But yeah,
I've been having like precognitive visions. I'm sorry. Go on, Dan.
Ooh. Oh, of this actual podcast episode?
Yeah.
You're reliving it.
Okay.
Anyways, so today we're going to do a fun little spin-off of our old game Ghostbusters or Nosebusters. This time, though, I think we'll call this the Super Fantastic IMDb Trivia Game for now, until we come up with a better name. Don't worry, I have my best unpaid interns on it. But for those that don't remember what the Ghostbusters Nosebusters game show was...
Do you remember
what I've done is I've had...
Yeah, I'm like, sounds like none of us remember. All right, yeah, let's hear that explanation.
All right,
yeah.
Explain yourself.
For listeners, this is a trivia game where I've had my unpaid interns collect trivia from two movie franchises, three trivia at least per movie from IMDb, because they have the best trivia ever. Mm-hmm. And in this special episode, we're going to have our contestants here take guesses between whether the trivia that is being provided is from a Superman movie or a Fantastic Four movie.
And you said Olivia got you the trivia, right?
Yes, Olivia, the unpaid intern. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Olivia's trivias.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why. Exactly.
That's why.
I always hire people that have rhyming names, like Coffee Boffy. He gets my coffee. Yeah.
Oh, so if Boffy Coffee gives you your coffee, does that mean since you're Ann Daggeroyd, we got some daiquiris coming, right? I feel like we should all be having daiquiris.
That's like a near, that's a near rhyme. Rhyme. It's not quite, but maybe the winner can win.
Yeah. Let me just get pocket beer here.
But you do remind me, I have Jonathan Neer, who likes to stand near people, and he'll be standing right behind you, Gym Leader Nate.
I can feel his breath.
It's a rhyme because it technically is the exact same word. I mean, it's still a rhyme. It's just the same word.
Is that right? Is it the same word with the same word technically rhyming?
Hey, I mean, you could say fly and fly rhyme, and they do. And you could be talking about two different types of flies.
Mm-hmm. I hope that cough...
Anyways,
I hope that cough got picked up on the audio, because that would be... very fitting as like an empty audience, and there's just someone just
the audience is obviously not too thrilled. Yep.
it's me Dala. I'm thrilled now, right now, because they're pointing out how shitty this is. That's fine.
I'm so tired. Anyways, where am I? So, am I in the bit yet?
You can't escape the bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So contestants, they will bust in and provide two parts. They can earn a point for guessing the correct franchise that the trivia is from, and a second point for guessing the correct movie in that said franchise.
Ooh.
Now, I know what you're wondering. How many movies are in the Superman franchise and how many are in the Fantastic Four? Well, let's break them down real quick and go through them. So contestants, in the Superman movie franchise, live action, I shall say, this includes Superman 78, Superman 2, Superman 3, Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Do I have to watch Superman 1, Superman Returns? 1 through 77 before I watch Superman 78?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Man of Steel 2013, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, and then Superman 2025. And on the Fantastic Four front, we have The Fantastic Four from 1994, the one that was technically never released officially. Mm-hmm. Fantastic Four 2005, Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer, Fantastic Four 2015,
Fantastic.
The Fantastic Four First Steps 2025. Okay. So,
as long as we got the one with that really good one with the pedophile playing Lex Luthor, that's all I care about.
We do have all of them. Yes, that's every single Superman and Fantastic Four movie. Good. You just described them all.
Good.
Yeah. Before we jump in, though, I want to hear from our contestants. What's you know, we know your history, your thoughts on Superman, but what is your thoughts and history with the Fantastic Four? Why don't we go to the contestant number Gibbledang?
I actually have no thoughts. I think this has always been a team that I've just been super passive on. Just never really cared. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I gotta say I'm right there with Gibbledang. It's Fantastic Four has always seemed like a second fiddle to the Avengers. You know, before they made that first movie with Chris Evans as Johnny Storm and whatnot, that Fantastic Four, before they made that, I was very unaware of them as a whole.
You see his dick in that movie. You see his dick in that movie, yeah.
I'm going to rewatch it today.
He gives another meeting to Firebush.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Fire crotch.
So but either way, I feel like Fantastic Four is like, you know, whereas like a lot of people didn't really care that much about Iron Man until he got his movie debut. Fantastic Four, mm-hmm. Went from people not really caring about them to being like interested in them because it was terrible. Almost like people were like, man, this wasn't great. We should look into the source material. And then now it seems like there's Fantastic Four fanboys everywhere. And it's shocking. But I was like, I don't know where you guys were when I was little, but I didn't hear nobody talking about this.
fair. And I've been getting word from our audience member, Dala, that he was a big fan. But unfortunately, audience members don't get to speak.
Yeah. So. Let's move on. Sorry about him. I apologize again. I'm sorry.
I'd rather almost no audience than just him. It's distracting. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, it's him and the ghosts, the coughing ghosts. Sorry about that.
From the Ghostbusters and Nosebuzz. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Anyways, let's jump into our first trivia. So remember, you're going to bust in and you can provide the guess whether it's Superman or Fantastic Four movie.
Superman or Fantastic Four, but we're still busting in? All right.
That's the signature component of this game. Without that, the whole game doesn't work.
The whole game's gone.
It's the one
busting
thing.
Busting makes me feel good.
So
busted does, yeah, it does
make us food. So first trivia, and our interns have redacted any identifying names, obviously, for the sense of, you know, it would give it away if I said Kevin Spacey or so and so.
Sure.
So first trivia we have is blank did not return to do reshoots for the second film. All of his scenes were originally filmed by the first film's director. Other scenes shot by the new director used a look-alike and a voice impersonator to add any lines needed.
Bust.
That's Jim Leader Nate.
This is...
Guess. So would you like to guess Superman or Fantastic Four?
This is Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, and they're specifically talking about the guy who played Doom.
That's Julian McMahon, I believe, or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's unfortunately incorrect on both components.
All right, I'm gonna...
Gilbledang, would you like to...
Yeah, let's say Superman.
You got that 1 point.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Which movie from... Yeah, what are the odds?
What happened?
And what is... Which movie from that franchise? That's the second point. To earn that second point, you have to guess which movie from said franchise.
BVS.
Ooh, no, that is incorrect. Jim Leader Nate, would you like one last chance before it's revealed?
Yeah.
It's a Superman movie.
Yeah, this is...
Which one?
This is a Superman movie. So, I'm going to say... I already forgot. Are we including Justice League in this?
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
Anything with the name Superman in it that is live action.
It has to be the name Superman. All right, so this is Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Jesus Christ. Ooh, you're close. Unfortunately, that is not going to go to you. It is Superman 2. It is, what's his face?
Marlon Brando.
Jarrell, yeah. The dad.
Marlon Brando.
Marlon,
yeah.
Wayans. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Was there any,
All right.
Was there any dead or something?
No, not at that point.
Not yet.
No, you just didn't want to do the second one?
Yeah, I don't think. All right. And for our next trivia, we have one lead only had 42 lines of dialogue throughout the entire movie.
Bust.
In this movie, it's Jim Leader Nate.
I'm going to say Superman.
Okay, that is 1 point. And for which movie?
The movie specifically, I'm going to say for the movie, this is going to be Man of Steel.
Ooh, I am sorry. That is not correct.
Okay.
Was
Jim Leader Nate, or sorry, Gibbledang.
BVS.
That is correct. That's a point for Gibbledang.
What lead was it?
Superman only had 42 lines of dialogue throughout the entire movie.
That. One of them was about the first name Martha. That's crazy.
Yeah, he says Martha 30 times, so he only had 12 lines. 12 other words. Most of them were all.
That was an all right, easy let's check.
Oh yeah. All right, let's move on to the next trivia from IMDb. Best trivia. Also, the podcast. This episode is brought to you by Cerulean. Put it in your hair. All right, next trivia. The lead actress had a kidney infection during the filming and nearly fainted when shooting a space station scene. The actor playing the villain calmed her down as he was doing a Dr. Evil impression and joking around.
Hey guys, just a quick break. This podcast is brought to you by Gamersups. Go to gamersups.com /no dumb idea.
Don't do that.
For 60% off.
Let them know that you want 60%
to see an error page.
Off of your next subscription.
Email Gamersubs that you want No Dumb Idea to
Get on top of that. Bust.
Yeah.
That's Jim Leader Nate.
I'm gonna say, Fantastic Four. Fantastic.
Which movie?
I'm just submitting that one first.
Yeah, that is correct. Sorry, that is correct.
All right, get my point there.
Now you have. Do you want me to? As a reminder, there is the Fantastic Four 1994.
Yep.
Fantastic Four 2005.
Yep.
Fantastic Four: Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Yep.
Fantastic Four 2015 or Fanforestic. And the Fantastic Four First Steps, the 2025 one.
All right, this is awesome. Fanforestic.
Ooh, that is incorrect.
Fuck. Sorry.
Buzz.
Yeah, Gibbledang?
It's the first Fantastic Four with Jessica Alba, and it was Jessica Alba freaking out. And Julia McMahon was like, my wife.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Evil.
Is Dr. Evil? And he said, my wife.
He's like, my millions.
Yeah. my mini me. Alright, sorry. Okay. Yeah, I just had to put mine in there.
No, that's good. Alright, you guys are doing great. We got Gibbledang already with 3 points and Jim Leader Nate with 2, so not far behind.
All right.
I'm doing great.
Neck and neck, if you will.
I'm winning.
Let's do a hard one, because you guys haven't done... These haven't been hard.
Yeah, these aren't hard enough. I know way too much about these so far.
Oh, yeah. All right, here's trivia number 28. The latter HQ location in the movie is actually the 444 Flower Building now known as the Citigroup Center, is also the law office for LA Law television series from NBC, as well as is seen in the following:
Bust.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, GTA 5, Supergirl TV show, and the movie San Andreas. Yeah, gym leader Nate?
Yeah, 1994 Fantastic Four.
Well, hot damn, he got both points.
What the fuck? Make it harder. Too easy.
Yes. Gym leader Nate, you got a four. You're at 4 points. That means you know, you're just such a big FF fan.
I'm just, you know, I've picked up a lot since the Playground days when I didn't know who they were. Picked up a lot.
Oh, yeah. You're like, Herbie? Herbie's my favorite.
Right. Yep.
Next. The fifth member, obviously.
Yeah. The fifth member of the Fantastic Four, Herbie. Yeah. The car?
The robot, but that's close, I guess. Trivia. 1 point.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of, they could probably ride him like
oh,
a
that's the robot they show that he's like cooking with in the new trailers? Oh, I didn't know he had a name. That's cute.
Yeah, Herbie. Fully loaded.
Oh, yeah. There was like rumors, because he's from like the 60s show, there was rumors that he was in exchange of Human Torch because people were worried that kids would catch themselves on fire and run off buildings. So they replaced a flame-on like dude with a robot.
With a random robot.
I don't think that was actually the real reason. That was like the rumored.
But it was actually because they wanted kids to try to cram themselves in trash cans and throw themselves off of buildings.
Yeah.
They were trying to get our generation used to AI robots. That way we would be seamlessly.
It was looming. The computers were already becoming less than room sized, and they were like, "Oh, it's coming."
Yeah, it's coming. Ooh. All right, next trivia: mutant or deformed dinos came up in several previous unmade scripts. One of them also had the D-Rex in a form of the Doomsday Rex, which was also a horrifically deformed T-Rex. That's Gibbledang.
Is this... Wait, so does this have to be movies that were made, or...?
It's any movies in those franchises.
That were released, like, that were made, not canceled. Mm-hmm. Okay.
To say it again, there was...
And you're saying in early versions of this script, it had that stuff in it.
In several previous unmade scripts. So,
right, before they changed it when they made it.
Okay. I'm going to say Superman Returns.
Let me check my cart. I see what happened here. You know what? I'll give you both a point because my unpaid entrance fucked up and included all the Jurassic Park movies in the trivia as well.
That's what I thought at first. Like the D-Rex. Like, that's from fucking, what was it? Not the last one, because the last one was...
That's the one that's going to be out. 2025.
So wait, are there going to be more Jurassic Park questions, though?
I guess so. We're going to can our Jurassic Park versus Freddy Got Fingered trivia game.
I love a good twist. Okay, so now this is Super Fantastic Dinosaurs.
Yeah. So we have, I guess, so contestants and listeners know, in the Jurassic Park / World series, we have Jurassic Park, The Lost World Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park 3, Jurassic World, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and Jurassic World Dominion, and Jurassic World Rebirth.
All right, Dominion. I took the time to watch all of the Jurassic World, the new movies, all like of the ones that have Chris Pine in it, basically. I took the time to sit down and actually watch them. So I hope I actually can get some of these questions.
Chris
Pratt. Yeah, I don't even know his name, so maybe not.
I was going to say.
Nah, it's Chris Pine in my mind.
And you're pined.
All the Chris's blend together. Yeah. They're all just a bunch of brunettes who are vaguely goofy, and they're all the same fucking guy.
Same fucking guy,
pretty much. Anyways, our next is Wilhelm Scream, used at least twice during the last fight of the film, once as the bus is thrown, and then again shortly after.
Bust.
It's Gibble.
Fantastic Four with Jessica Alba.
Is that Rise of the Silver Surfer or one? You did get Fantastic Four, I'll say that.
But it's the 2004 one is the Jessica Alba
dude,
one.
Dude, I didn't even freaking finish.
Oh, you want the Silver Surfer?
I don't think it was Silver Surfer.
You think it was Silver Surfer?
No, I think it was the first one.
First one.
Yeah.
You are correct. So you get 2 points for that. So
I weirdly knew that one actually because of the... Like, I watched a whole deep dive on that Wilhelm Scream, and so I randomly know a couple of places where they use it, and it's sad that it's been retired.
As, like, officially?
Like,
no one uses it? Or I guess, like, no big...
No big groups use it anymore. It's been replaced by a couple other key screams that get used among audio editors. So
actually, I think
a lot of people use the Wilhelm.
It's in Predator, the new Predator, Killer of Killers.
No way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I think it might have been actually. Yeah, I think I do remember.
I remember being like, watch that immediately.
That's so great.
Just for the feeling, and then turn off the movie right at the Wilhelm screen.
That's when you, at this point, now that it's been like, now it's not very used in like a lot of major stuff. Now it's just, you're basically, when you see it, you're going to be like, oh, this guy fucks.
Yeah.
This director, this editor, either the director or the editor, they watch movies. They
the sound, yeah, the sound audio guy. They actually, yeah, classic. They're going back to the basics, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, our next trivia we have is, during filming, Blank would drive around in a golf cart dragging a stuffed doll of one of the characters behind on a rope and yelling, Blank must die, into a megaphone. That is Jim Lee or Nate.
Superman.
Okay, that is 1 point for Superman. I think Superman
this is
like
Man of Steel.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Fuck. So close, but so far. Bust.
So far, honestly. Yeah,
is this one Superman Returns? This seems like Kevin Spacey's diddler ass. What do we do?
That does seem
funny enough.
Kevin Spacey.
His golf cart was called the Lexus Super Buster. So you are correct. Wow. That was Kevin Spacey driving around with a little Superman doll yelling this weird.
I thought it might be, what's that guy? Shannon, whatever, or Michael Shannon or whatever.
Oh. Yeah. He seems too chill to be doing
that. He's a sweetheart,
though, like,
yeah.
Behind. Yeah, I don't think he would. Like, he's goofy, but he's not that goofy.
That didn't come off to me as like weird at first. Honestly, when you read it, it came off to me as just kind of funny. I thought it was just funny.
I remember seeing like a super comp of him being like a genuine sweetheart. Like, I think someone gives him like an action figure of himself.
Oh, for a... I thought you were talking about Kevin Spacey for a second. I was what a weird...
The opposite.
But no, Shannon, yeah.
Shannon, I saw a montage of, like, a slow montage of interviews. There's, like, two or three people on, like, a TikTok, I think, of people just giving interviews about working with him. One of the... Mm-hmm. And every single time, they're like, he's a shockingly nice person who looks like he's gonna kill you. Like, basically, he's walking... When he walks around doing his everyday life, he looks like he's about to murder someone. And then if you ask him for anything, he's like, yeah, absolutely. Happy to help.
Like, paper or plastic?
Yeah.
Give me plastic. Chokes, like, puts over.
That's what it looks like. He looks like he's about to just, like, punch a fast food worker through the window.
Got my order right.
I said no pickles. Ah!
Next trivia we got. Blank has often said that he thought his character would have long since retired by now, but maybe the threat of the villains back on American soil would force him to reconsider that option.
Bust.
That's Nate.
Fantastic Four.
Oof, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Would you like a chance to steal?
Say it one more time.
So, Blank has often said he thought his character would have long since retired by now, but maybe the threat of the villains back on American soil would force him to reconsider that option.
Villains back on American soil, long since retired. Is this one Jurassic Park? Is this going to be like...
It is
Jurassic Park. Yeah. I realized just now, I was like, oh wait, Jurassic Park!
But which one is it?
I don't know what...
That's the other.
It might be the last one. I think Dominion with... it might be like either Sam Neill or Jeff Goldblum. I'm going to say... Ooh, I'm going to say Sam Neill.
You don't have to guess the actor, okay. But you're locking in Dominion?
Yeah, I'm locking in Dominion.
Are you... Okay, yeah, you were
right.
That
yeah, is it Sam Neill? Oh, it's Sam Neill, really?
I think it was Sam Neill, if I remember. I didn't write that one down, unfortunately.
I was going to be like, I thought that was going to be Jeff Goldblum, because that would fit his role in the movie perfectly.
I've never seen those stupid dinosaur movies.
Yeah, when I was making the trivia, I was like, to try to blend it with the other, I had to call the dinosaurs villains. I mean, I guess that they are, I guess.
Hot take, the Jurassic World.
Probably not.
The Jurassic movies are dumb.
Hot take... Saying something is dumb without even looking at it or watching it is a dumb take.
I've looked at it. I have the Magic the Gathering cards. Do you?
No, that does not count.
So you've seen, do you? You've seen them.
I watched the movies, and it is They actually are like pretty fun to watch. They're like a pretty good watch.
Dinosaurs like, are for 5 year olds.
Groundbreaking cinema? No. But neither is any Marvel since the original Avengers movie, but it can still be good movies. Like,
yeah, I agree with that part. So I will say, like, though, Gilding's right. If you take the MTG cards and you flip them real quick, it's like you're watching the movie.
Yeah, if you just flip them back and forth from scene to scene.
I've got Sam Neill and his wife, and then I got the Asian doctor, and then I got the T-Rex.
And his wife?
And his wife?
All the wives.
Okay, guys.
Watch the movies.
I know what I gotta do.
Maybe I watch the movies.
Takes the soap, shoves barf soap in mouth.
Your friendship. I'm a bad boy.
Yeah. You know the rules.
Alright. In early drafts of the script, Lex and Tim were for much longer. I'll finish the trivia, but you can go first if you still. Yeah. So, in early drafts of the script, Lex and Tim were kept in for much longer. Some even had the kids going back to the park and encountering the blank again.
I'm going to say Jurassic Park.
That's correct. In which one?
I'm going to say Jurassic World. Original Jurassic World.
The 2015 one.
Yes.
Oh.
That's incorrect. I am sorry.
Say,
Fielding, would you like to
say it again?
In early drafts of the script, Lex and Tim were kept in for much longer. Some even had the kids going back to the park and encountering the blank again, the blank is dinosaurs, so encountering the dinosaurs again.
I'm gonna say the second one, whatever the second one was. The
Lost World, Jurassic Park. 1997.
No, wait, no, not that.
The
second Jurassic World one. Yeah, what's that one? Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. Fallen Kingdom.
I'm gonna say that one. Yeah.
All right, that is incorrect. Okay. I'll give Gym Leader Nate one last chance to steal. This will be the last guess.
Jurassic Park 3.
Ooh,
incorrect. It's the Lost World.
That's actually so funny because, like, that movie is so, I don't know. I just expect it to not involve the kids very much at all. I guess that makes sense but, like, it was just so, Jeff Goldblum heavy. But that makes sense when you say they're going to do it originally.
Yeah.
I will say Lost World, Jurassic Park, honestly, underrated.
Oh, 100%.
I used to watch
the pterodactyls in that movie.
Mm-hmm. That one and no two, not three. Three had pterodactyls. Three is great too, actually. The first three.
Right. My bad.
Second one had San Diego. Yeah. That's why it's good.
It had Vince Vaughn.
In it. It's because Jeff Goldblum isn't. He's not a leading man. Great to see him in a movie. Mm-hmm. He's not a leading man.
No, I think he could be. He's good in The Fly.
He's too much of a natural character. His natural charisma makes him distracting when he's leading man.
What about
when you put him as a side character? He's spice.
You haven't seen The Fly.
He's great as The Fly's great.
I feel like that was where you can utilize it because it's a crazy fucking type of movie. Whereas I think if you're trying to do something in a modern movie, it's hard to put Jeff Goldblum as a main guy. I'm sorry.
Well, it's because he's like 90 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, now. Yeah.
So you
now,
agree.
Especially. Precisely.
And then he charmed the dinosaurs.
Get out of here, Jeff.
Yeah, sorry, we need you in what? We need you in a fourth to a third of these scenes, not all of them.
if you say so, I'll be over seductive. Here waiting.
Can somebody give me a little nipper? Ha ha.
Where are the compies to help massage the oil on my pecs? Anyways, next trivia. We have Liam Neeson, Mark Strong, David Morrissey, Javier Bardem, and Antonio Banderas were all being eyed for the villain.
Bust.
Gib. Give us your answer.
the Fantastic Four Next Steps for Galadus.
Ooh, I'm sorry. It's Fantastic Four, the first steps.
Did I say the last steps?
You said the next
steps? Hell yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's, yeah, and they were all going to be Galactus. Yeah.
Oh, that's it? Oh, shit. Or they were okay.
All, oh, yeah, they were all, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Who was it? Javier
just
Bardem,
said the name wrong, was all.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, I remember.
Liam Neeson, Mark Strong, David Morrissey, Javier Bardem, and Antonio Bardem.
Who is Galactus in this?
Ralph Ineson.
He's the guy from The Witch. Yeah. The Vavitch.
The Vitch, Nosferatu.
He has a great voice.
Yeah.
Great voice. Was he Nosferatu? Mm-hmm. Was he in...
Who's the doctor?
I don't remember. Okay. I'd have to rewatch.
Because there's...
Great choice. I feel like out of...
Oh, you know, at the end of Nosferatu, how there's the three people that go and fucking burn down his castle?
Mm. Oh, he's one of them?
He's the third one that isn't Willem Dafoe and Lex Luthor.
Yeah, yeah.
As most people want to be described. Gotcha.
Take a quick break.
That's actually really funny.
This episode is brought to you by...
This episode is brought to you by Gamersups. Go ahead and go to Gamersups.com. 90% off of your next purchase. You just have to put KDI, put your mother and father's credit card information.
Put your social security. Pay for it by yourself.
Email
full
us
price.
Your social
security.
And
you'll probably eventually get... Yeah, yeah. Eventually you'll get 90% off. Eventually. Mm-hmm. Not immediately. It's over time.
Yes, yes. It's an accumulative 90%.
Discount. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else do we got? Helix sleep mattress. Go to helix.com for 120% off. Whoa, how does that work, Dala? Go ahead and explain about the...
Well, me? I'm in the audience.
Go ahead and tell them.
Sure.
That's right, Dala. Go ahead and tell them about...
I guess if it's
our,
120%, I guess it would be like we get money back. Like they pay us to take the mattress and have a nice sleep.
That's right. Maybe, so go ahead and go to sleep... What did I say? Helix sleep mattress.
Helix
mattress.
Yeah.
.com.
Contestants, you ready for our next one?
Yeah. Bring it.
You sound so exasperated. Here, let me try to brighten your day with this next piece of trivia.
Oh, Superman.
Gibbledegg is just... Gibbledegg's half asleep and winning the entire game, whereas I'm like, I've got too much energy and I can't get a fucking question right.
Hell yeah.
Well, don't worry. It's probably one of those things where Gibbledegg really found out he's the biggest fan of Fantastic Four through this game.
Yeah.
Just like the Ghostbusters.
Turns out I love Fantastic Four. Whoa.
Well, I have every book from them. Speaking of Ghostbusters, in one scene, when the villain is confronted, he says, "There is no blank, only blank."
Bust.
This can be an in-joke referencing to the famous line, "There is no Dana, only Zool," from Ghostbusters. That is Gibbledegg.
Oh, damn it. I thought it was going to be the Ghostbusters one.
Oh, no. It's a reference to it, though.
I'm going to say Star Wars Episode 1. It's Watto. He's going, "There is no power, only money." Is that it?
You found the Daily Double. That's 3 points for you.
3 points?
Shit. No. I should have guessed Phantom Menace. Damn it. I said I was a fan.
The Daily Double gave me 3 points?
No, unfortunately, that is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What about... Dala gave you points, but Anne Dacroyd did not.
Anne Dacroyd's ruthless.
What about you, Nate? Yeah, I'm a stickler to the rules. That's why we're busting in this bitch.
I'm going to say this is fantastic. Wait, what did the other guy say? Star Wars?
It's Star Wars.
This is Fantastic Four. All
right. That is correct. You got the genre correct. Which movie
right.
fan?
It's the Michael B. Jordan one. It's for Force. It's for Force Stick.
Wow.
Force Stick.
No shit.
Four.
You got it. You got it right on the head.
Yeah.
That must have been your favorite movie.
Oh, it's so good. When he says "say that again," I come every time.
Mm-hmm. Every time. That's how we created the podcast, actually. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is a really no dumb idea. And then Gibbling was like, "Say that again."
And then when he went to say it again, I punched him in the mouth. I was like, "Shut the fuck up." And that's why I wasn't there for the first 20 or so episodes.
The restraining order ran out eventually.
Yeah, so. Eventually those ran out.
Yep, that's what they tell me.
Expired. All right. Next trivia. Oh, this is a long one. So get cozy.
Oh, God.
And again, you could bust in and I'll finish the trivia regardless. All right. A break-in on the set in which the crew's walkie-talkies were stolen forced filming to be halted. Pranksters caused chaos during a stunt sequence. being filmed in Martin Place by shouting cut and action over the airwaves. The thieves with the walkie-talkies listened in to much of the night's filming to learn key phrases, which they later yelled at key moments. The mischief almost caused serious injury, with the night's filming centering on a Mustang car jumping down steps and landing between extras. It stopped several times. That's Nate with a bust in.
Superman.
Okay, which Superman? That is 1 point.
This is Man of Steel.
Unfortunately, it is not.
Fuck.
This is Superman Returns.
That it is correct.
God
it is
damn
Brandon
it.
Roth's yeah. The Superman Returns. You're a bigger fan than you thought, Gilding, because goddamn, how do you hone in on which one
Superman?
It is?
Well, there's only
Superman and Fantastic Four.
There's only one movie where there's like a car driving down steps in all of those movies.
Do you actually remember the scene?
Yeah. It's the one where...
That's crazy. I don't remember that fucking scene.
No, I don't remember it either.
You dumb bitches.
Why do you remember this shit?
I have autism.
This is what it's given me.
Yeah.
This is my power, my curse.
I can't do my taxes, but god damn it, I can tell you what happens at 3 minutes into Superman.
Wait, say that again. Autism.
The autistic.
Thank you. My word processing wasn't turning on yet.
I was gonna say,
no, I understand what you said. Autism. Thank you.
I was gonna say fortism.
Ooh, there you go. That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Cryptism. Anyways, what's the next one?
Yeah, the next one is the movie's title is not heard until 1 hour and 33 minutes into the film.
Bust.
That's Nate. Busting in. Makes him feel good.
Superman.
Okay. And which Superman would you like that to be?
Superman 4, Quest for Peace.
Again.
Oh, that would be great, but unfortunately, that is incorrect. I would love the idea of Superman. It's Superman, the quest for peace.
To be fair, that's a direct reference to a Family Guy.
I have become, or something.
That's why I must become Superman 4, the quest for peace.
The quest for peace.
I'm going to say that it's Batman v Superman.
Ooh, Dawn of Justice?
Yeah, Dawn of Justice.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
I'm sorry.
Man of Steel?
That's too on the
nose. Is that your guess?
It's
Superman. It's Superman 1978.
Yeah, of course. Well, they don't say
just Superman?
It's just Super. They never say his name until
Fuck off.
Hour and a half.
Fuck off with that.
Stupid.
Hey, fuck off.
It's just a name.
What the hell? I didn't do the interns of this stupid show did. What
don't
the fuck
say the title of the movie. Say that's until they said the main character. Anyways.
But it's the title. It's the title. All right. Let's see. Let's go to our next trivia, which is the funnest one.
Oh, wow.
Which is. Yeah, it's the best one.
Funnerdiest.
All right. Cate Blanchett, Sharon Stone, Lisa Kudrow, Marcia Cross, Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon, and Brooke Shields were considered for the role of blank.
Or bust.
That's good.
This is Lois Lane in Superman Returns.
Ooh, unfortunately it is
what?
Not. Jupiter and Nate.
Was it Superman?
It's not. No, it's neither.
He didn't get a point for that either. Okay.
No points for Gibble.
Okay, so that means
you guess, but
that this is Fantastic Four 2004, talking about Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Her talking about Susan Storm.
For Sue Storm. That would be great, but it is unfortunately wrong on both parts as well.
Jurassic Park.
Would you like a last chance?
What?
Last
you can't? Chance. Why? I'm just going to keep going.
No, it's been like that the whole game. You each get like one each.
Jurassic Park.
He's getting a second one. That's two.
I mean,
oh yeah, true, huh?
Sure.
It's not true.
Sure, I'll give you two.
Why does he get two?
No, I'm
complained enough.
No, you said we each get one each. I'm like, why are you still going with the guessing? Are you about to award more points?
I don't want to guess anymore.
I will give
I've soured.
I will
on
give.
This.
Well, I was gonna say I'm gonna give. I've been giving.
Yeah, contestant solidarity.
Because, the person that guess that busts in first has been able to get two guesses. That's why.
Why?
Because they bust in quick.
Two.
Yeah, two.
I mean, they only get two if the other person can't guess.
Welcome to a man's fantasy where you get rewarded for busting quick.
Yeah, it is Jurassic Park 3. They were gonna play Amanda Kirby, the main lady in that one.
Okay.
So yeah, that's why I was like my favorite trivia.
Interesting. And they went with who'd they even go with? I don't even think I recognize. I don't think I remember who actually plays the Kirby mom in that.
Let's see. Okay, next one. You guys ready?
Yeah.
George Clooney and Brendan Fraser were considered for the part of the lead.
Bust.
Ooh, that's I heard Nate first.
All right. Jurassic Park.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Gibbledang.
This one is Superman.
I thought it'd be Jurassic
Returns.
World.
This is Superman.
It is not
what?
Superman.
But Brendan Fraser was
so
considered
I get another one?
Yeah, we'll give. I'll give each person two guesses.
Oh,
okay.
We'll God.
Start.
That's what I was asking.
No, well, that means you get another guess, Gibble.
So wait,
do you also
disagree? If you disagree, then I'm not taking the second guess. You're just going to have to tell us what happened.
I'm not taking the second guess.
Sure.
Yeah, no second guesses.
Right.
Contestant solidarity. We didn't get any points.
This is Fantastic Four. They were going to play Mr. Fantastic.
Huh. Ah, okay.
Yeah, no points awarded.
I would have loved a Brendan Fraser Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I would have loved Brendan Fraser
His name is a lot more pronounceable.
Brendan Fraser is anything.
Yeah, he has that like big boy scout kind of shit. You could have gotten him as Captain America.
That's so real.
And even I'm sure they could have kept his,
even
like,
a little
dark
bit older.
Hair.
It would have been fine.
Or I'm thinking like the Mummy, around the Mummy era. Make him
if they had done
Captain
Cap all the way back then. Yeah, fuck yeah,
perfect.
He would have been sick.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, God, he's such a good actor. Yeah. Anyways, next trivia. The lead actress, upon receiving criticism about her performance in this film, said that the director told her, "It looks too real. It looks too painful. Can you be prettier when you cry?
Cry
pretty.
Pretty,
blank.
Make your face.
Don't do that thing with your face. Just make it flat. We can CGI the tears the tears
I
in.
Love this. This is a bust. This is a...
Gibbledang, it sounds like
you already busted in. Yeah,
Jessica Alba, Fantastic Four 2.
Yeah.
Yep, it is.
Yep.
Rise of the
I know this
server.
Interview too. God damn it!
So dumb. Can you cry prettier? Cry pretty. Don't make your face like that when you cry. That's
as soon as
so
you said
stupid.
That. Don't make your face like that. I knew which one it was.
Which one? Yeah,
that one went viral. Like people, like years later, people still talk about her, about that director saying that to her.
It's wild. They did my girl dirty like that.
Don't make your face do that thing. Emotion? What?
Yeah, well, what? All right. Let's see. Next one we have. Next trivia is Tommy Wiseau was a fan of the film and wanted to direct the sequel.
Bust.
Ooh, we got Nate.
This is Superman.
No, it is not Superman.
Fuck.
I would be interested in
it. I was hoping it was that super that franchise.
Well, funny enough, I made a custom mini-mate of Tommy Wiseau as Bizarro. Because I think that...
Really?
Yeah, it's on my account.
What was
it
called?
Did someone request that?
No, yeah, it was just an idea I had. I genuinely thought, I'm like, you know, I think Tommy Wiseau would make a good Bizarro.
Who would be his, like, Superman for his him?
Your mother
him,
is
you know?
Named Martha. My name
like in
is
real
Lisa.
Life, who would be his Superman?
I don't know. I don't know.
Brendan Fraser.
I don't care for the whole making. I know they're probably going to do it in the new Superman movie. Like making Bizarro just the same, the actor that plays Superman, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree. I think it'd be funner to do a different actor if possible. Just because, I don't know. It's already like. It reminds me of like the Black Panther fighting Black Panther, like already, and it's like might as well make it a little different if it's going to be just another Superman.
Yeah, Black Panther fighting white Black Panther.
That's crazy. The fact, okay, you hear about that?
Okay.
Oh my God.
I don't know why. Like my thing. This is Dala in the audience. I'm like, just wait. It's written by a black writer. Mm-hmm. And like, it's like, I don't think he's not going to. There's a story there, I'm sure. He's going to be adopted or something.
I think it'll still probably be fine. Something. I just think it's.
Yeah.
It's
definitely rich.
It's just so funny because of how much it brings everybody to a boil online.
Yeah.
Like anytime it's like anytime those like races are swapped, every single guy you know who's the most insufferable person ever goes on and is like, okay, but what if we made Black Panther white? What if we made Black Panther white? And now that it's happened, mm-hmm. I'm just sitting back and watching all of my friends be like, anybody I consider progressive is like, let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Like, it's like completely like, I mean,
yeah,
it's just superheroes. So, let's see. And it's like,
yeah, it's going to change. The status is going to go back to how it is anyways.
It's just
with comics.
Yes. And it just further emphasizes who gives way too much of a shit about this stuff online. And it's just so crazy. It's so funny to see every single time.
I think what you're saying too, it reminds me of is just like these people don't actually read Black Panther probably.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. they would know Christopher Priest is a black writer mm-hmm. who's written some. He's written stuff in the past too that's like, I haven't read any of his stuff to be honest, but I've heard like it's great Black Panther stuff, but it definitely tangles like around race a lot too, which is great, you know, to hear. Like he was one of the first to kind of delve into like race, like more so at least.
I would love if it's just a crazy swing and a miss, but it's like, they do some stupid comic book shit where it's like, actually, he is a black man, but he drank like a potion that made him like look like a white guy.
He got the same operation Frank Castle got.
Like when Lois Lane got turned black.
Yeah.
Oh, when Punisher turned black, he got the opposite. the same surgery.
He was exposed. I don't know.
Yeah.
He ate the Black Panther flower and it had an adverse reaction on him and made him a white guy.
He's allergic to it.
So he turned into a white guy. But he still got like really strong from it.
Vibranium gives him a rash.
So... Oh god. It's just all
What would he sound like?
Anyways, you guys are y'all were talking, we prepared our next trivia. So, next trivia. At around 16 minutes, when Blank first appears, he is sitting behind a desk with many computer monitors. One of the monitors shows gameplay footage from Ubisoft's Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Bust.
That's Nate.
Oh, yeah.
Superman.
No.
No, I'm sorry. That is not.
Bust.
Unfortunately. Gibbledane.
Dr. Doom from Fanforstic.
That is 100%
crazy.
Correct.
Why do you know that?
I've never even seen that movie.
Why the fuck do you know that?
He's the biggest fan. He's the biggest fan.
That's crazy. But even it's like all of these movies, I feel like Gibbledang is a big leak follower, and I feel like all these movies Gibbledang might not have seen, but he probably read the entire plot online and watched people talk about
especially
it
at that time.
And it's like, because like the movies I haven't seen, I know nothing about them, nothing, because I didn't see the movie. But I'm not a person to read plots ahead of time before watching the movie. Gibbledang 100%
I do that with every movie, so I just
that's what I'm saying. Okay. And so you did them with these too.
So you know the bad ones too, I think is what he's getting.
And so he's like, I haven't seen these movies. I just read and dissected all their scripts.
Well, part of
that
it
doesn't
is,
count.
Part of it is deductive reasoning. It's like, how old is Assassin's Creed? It's like, okay, 2010. So what's after?
There's so
2010?
Many movies that have been out since Assassin's Creed.
I don't think Assassin's Creed also has like is written into the plot of
Fantastic. That's what I was going to say too. Yeah, and as Doctor Doom sitting in his cave,
and he's played his favorite game, Assassin's Creed Syndicate, specifically 2015. Now, the funny thing too, actually, when I was making this, is there's like Superman movies that come out almost alongside Fantastic Four. Like whenever a Fantastic Four movie comes out, there's a Superman movie not far from it. So there's the
how's that line up with Jurassic World remakes?
Not too bad. No. So it's Superman. Close. There's Superman Returns 2006 when the Jessica Alba one came out. It's 2005. Mm. Then there's like Man of Steel was 2013, then 2015's Fanforstic. So it's like they're not too far off like from each other.
I was gonna guess Man of Steel.
That and that would have been the appropriate. Yeah, yeah. But anyways, back to the show. We have our next trivia. Patrick Warburton auditioned for the role of blank.
Bust.
That's Gym Leader Nate.
I'm gonna say that this one is Superman.
Yes, but which one?
This unfortunately, it is not.
I was gonna say, but it's already wrong, so it doesn't matter.
Sorry,
that's tough. Cause that's funny because he did audition for Zod.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
He did, right?
He auditioned.
This wasn't the trivia.
He auditioned for Zod, and that's why they kept him for what's the other one? Ocean Master.
Aquaman.
Patrick Warburton was. I didn't know that. I haven't seen Aquaman.
He's in. He's I haven't seen Aquaman. That.
So, but I'll give you a point. But that wasn't the trivia I found.
Yeah, I already. I actually knew that one. You... Fuck, and it wasn't real, or it was real, but not the one you were looking at.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I still give you. I'll give you the point. I'll give you. Yeah, I'll give you. I'll give
half
you,
a point. Give you one. Like a half.
I'm gonna say Patrick Warburton auditioned for. Wait, did you say Patrick Warburton or Patrick Wilson?
Warburton.
Warburton.
Hey, Peter.
Wait. Say the question again.
Squeaking.
Patrick Warburton auditioned for the role of blank. So, I guess Zod is one of them.
Oh, no, yeah. He didn't audition for Zod. Other? I was thinking of Patrick Wilson. Patrick Wilson is the guy from The Conjuring, and he's the guy who...
I legitimately thought Patrick Warburton auditioned for Zod.
Oh, no.
Okay, so that's probably why the trivia didn't fucking exist.
Yeah, there you go.
That makes more sense. That makes more sense. I thought he auditioned for Zod.
God damn it.
Well,
yeah, I was like, oh, that's what are the odds? That's funny. But anyways, Gibbling, would you like to guess which movie...
I mean, he probably did audition for, like, Lex Luthor in Superman Returns.
That is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
It is The Fantastic Four in 1994. You auditioned for Ben Grimm.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that, actually. The Thing. Yeah, that would have been great.
Hey, Reed.
Hey, Reed Richards.
Hey, Sue.
Reed Richards.
Hey, Johnny. You're a fucking dick, Johnny.
Just impersonations, just... Hey, Peter, but like other word. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Every...
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, true. No, just in general, not even us, but just in general. That's how it is.
Holy crap.
Imagine if he was known for that instead of Hey, Peter.
Holy crap, Ben, you look like a thing, huh? Reed, knock it off.
I
want to
see this now. I'm invisible.
Look
Peter,
what I can do. Peter,
look at my melons.
Oh. And I'm Susan. I'm Brian. I'm the flame on one.
What the heck? What the heck? I'm on fire. Whose leg do I have to?
Yes, Midi has said that he's flaming.
I'm Dr. Doom. It's me. Yeah, I'm Dr. Doom. There is no Stewie. There's only Doom.
There's only Doom.
Vile woman.
And then Meg is Namor, or no,
then
Chris is Namor.
Kill that
no, Quagmire is Namor.
Quagmire
is, oh my god, that's oh my so god. True.
Oh, Meg is,
we cracked the code.
Okay. Meg's that big,
Meg is Moleman.
Meg's that big thing that they fight on the cover of the, that like, that big green monster that they fight. I think it is a Moleman creature.
Oh, the Moleman's monster, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Can Cleveland be Moleman?
She can be all of them.
Hey, Reed. Can I do that? I can't do that. No. I can't do that.
I don't even want to be doing voices.
To be fair, I'm almost certain that it's a white guy who voices
it
Cleveland.
Is.
So,
not anymore,
yeah, you
though.
Can do
they
Cleveland's voice. Did they?
Oh, did
yeah,
they?
Long time ago.
Nice. Good on them.
Good for them, yeah.
They did also stop Mo and I. Or not Mo.
They stopped Mo. Oh, no.
They stopped him. Oh, God. No, they stopped the voice actor, I think, from, or he retired or something for Apu and, like, a lot of the,
Jesus Christ, what's the
trivia?
Yeah, what's our next trivia again?
The next one is, the heroine wasted no time assuring the fans she'd be wearing sensible shoes in this one.
Bust.
The camera even focused on her feet for a moment to show that she's wearing a good pair of boots. She also has a more action girl appropriate hairstyle. As her hairdo from the previous film was frequently mocked by fans and compared to Dora the Explorer.
Do you want to split this with Nate? Because we both know.
Sure.
I believe it's Fallen
Bryce,
Kingdom.
It's Bryce Dallas Howard in Fallen Kingdom.
Yep. It's literally her character in Fallen Kingdom. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the most, yeah. All right, awesome. That's a point each. Then I'll give you each award, each of you a point.
Oh, contestant kind. Solidarity.
It's you against me. I'm not stuck in here with
it's
you.
Us
you're
against you.
Here.
Yeah. We're gonna beat you and Dacroid. You're gonna stop kidnapping us for these escapades.
Yeah, fuck ICE.
Let's go.
Not part of ICE. I mean, yeah, I would agree. Fuck them.
Yeah,
what the hell?
I don't know. You kidnapped us pretty similarly.
Someone doesn't remember the last time we recorded because I'm an alien. I'm literally an alien in all senses of the word. Anyways.
Sounds like something
Blank's
a cop would
character,
say. Anyway.
Blank's character is named Dr. Henry Loomis in tribute to Dr. Samuel Loomis, Donald Pleasance's character in the Halloween franchise.
I do know this.
Boss.
That's Nate.
I don't know this, and I'm guessing that this is from this is from Femforstic.
Ew, I'm sorry, this is no points awarded. Nuts. One last guess from Gibbledang.
It might be... I know this one, what the fuck? It's either Jurassic... It might be Jurassic World... Jurassic World?
So you're gonna
yeah, I'm gonna
take it in the Jurassic Park franchise. Yeah. Okay, and then are you saying Jurassic World the movie? Or,
yeah.
Or are you just saying for the franchise? Like the actual... Okay. You got 1 point for that. Unfortunately, it is Jurassic World Rebirth, the newest movie that's not out yet as of recording.
Oh, lame.
Yeah.
One that's not released yet.
Yeah, not as of time recording. Next one. The director cited a Godzilla film as a major influence on this film's, explaining, "My goal was to make a film like Blank, which depicted Godzilla, but also had great human drama."
Bust.
That's Gibbledang.
This is James Gunn's Superman, 2025. I just read this last week.
This is correct. That is correct. You read it in the most recent Hustler magazine, I believe.
See, that's crazy. not tapped in that close to the interview network anymore, I guess.
It's,
yeah, the culture,
I'll find
the magazine
one that's not an
articles
interview, then.
And whatnots. No, I'm just observing.
Yeah.
Dalla makes these games for
Actually,
me.
I'll do another.
Basically, we both rate. Essentially do at this point.
Yeah, we're here to just keep you entertained for an hour, an hour and a half at a time. It's like we have custody, essentially. Like
we have to make sure Gibbledang wins so he pays attention.
Oh, God.
Yeah, true. So he's invested.
Don't tell nobody.
We'll do a few more because we're running low on time now. But let's actually do another interview because I think this is a fun one. In the sense that it's not fun at all. The director revealed that he wanted to cast a black woman as one of the leads, but the studio's desire for a, quote, star meant that he received a significant amount of pushback.
Bust.
That's Nate.
This is going to be Batman vs. Superman.
Ooh, unfortunately that is incorrect.
Fuck.
He was trying to get Batman played by a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Bus.
Yeah, but then would you like to take a hazard a guess?
This will probably be Fantastic.
That's like right on the dot. Damn, dog. That is 2 points.
Dang.
I think that's why they settled with just Black Johnny Storm.
That, yeah,
with
that
just
probably...
Black Johnny Storm.
Well, and his dad and the dad too.
Well, yeah. Well, no, because I think they wanted to make the Storms both black. But I think they just made Sue Storm adopted or something like that.
Yeah, there was something I read. There was like some line that I almost put in. It was kind of funny to me in a sense. Mm. Where there was a quote where the director said something along the lines of, "Oh, like people were complaining about, you know, how there's like a half black family in the Fantastic Four." Mm-hmm. But to me, that's just normal because he had like been adopted or something as well, or he had adoptive family members. It was just such a, like, I was like, that's such a, like, I don't know, it was just kind of weirdly worded the way it was in the trivia.
Interesting.
But, yeah. Yeah, man.
That makes so much sense.
I love trivia.
Okay.
I got a love-hate relationship.
Next one we have, some scenes were shot in the Redwood Forest of California, the same location as the Star Wars Episode 6 Return of the Jedi film.
Ooh. Bust.
That's Gibbledan.
Is this also a Fat Force stick?
No, it is not, unfortunately.
Well, this is Jurassic World.
Okay, yeah. Which Jurassic? That's one point. Which movie in the Jurassic franchise? I guess. Yeah.
I bet the.
I was gonna assume that this was Jurassic World itself.
Just Jurassic World. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
The naming convention of all these films is kind of wonky, but no, that is incorrect. It is The Lost World, Jurassic Park, 1997.
Lost World. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes place a lot in the forest, so you know, I guess it's like. Yeah,
that's true. That was back when they still filmed stuff on location. Mm-hmm. Everything wasn't just in a green screen building.
In the the void.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. To obtain the musculature to convincingly play a leading character, the actor underwent a bodybuilding regimen supervised by David Prowse, the man who played Darth Vader in the original Star Wars trilogy.
Bust.
That's Nate.
All right. This is also Jurassic World.
The T-Rex is just going to get ripped.
No, I'm absolutely joking. Please do not. I was going to...
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Everyone gets five.
Yeah,
I'm joking.
Please let me have a joke answer, too. Thank you.
No. I mean, it could be Jurassic Park. I could just be fucking around. Go on, sorry.
I was going to say, actually, this is Superman Returns. That was my
guess. Get 1 point for correct franchise. Let's see if Gibbledane can snag which movie this person was getting buff from Darth Vader.
Is this Man of Steel Michael Shannon?
It is not. No. This is Superman 1978.
Original, isn't it? Yeah. I just realized, I probably should have went with the one that was being filmed around when David Prowse was working in the 70s.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I realized too late.
Don't we all?
I guess I just kind of imagined him as an older man, just kind of like coaching a younger actor and being like, you can do this. This is what you got to do to get a right physique.
Yeah, get him Rocky. Yeah. Yeah, get him Michael Shannon.
Exactly.
Get him the one.
I just thought it was the guy who played Superman in Superman Returns. I can't remember his name.
Oh, Henry Cavill.
Thank you. Yes.
Warhammer dude.
Warhammer man. Yes.
Yeah. Geralt. World of Warhammer.
He was such a good Superman. One. God damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasted. The writers of the film Office Space utilized the storyline of taking a fraction of a penny from employees for their own gain, stating they saw it working in this movie. So which movie did Office Space steal their plot from? Gibbledane?
Superman.
Yeah, that's correct. The franchise is correct. Sorry. Now, which one?
I'm going to say Superman 4, Quest for Peace.
That is incorrect. No!
Duh.
Good guess, but
this
incorrect.
Is obviously Superman 2.
It is also incorrect. You guys circled it. It's Superman 3. Where it's Richard Pryor is stealing pennies
Richard
from people.
Richard Pryor?
All the time.
You know, it's funny. I thought that's the one I was comedian, thinking
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
But I thought that was Quest for Peace.
Mm, gotcha.
I didn't go all back right, and watch these Superman movies.
Yeah, honestly, I started rewatching the old ones, and I was like, yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, dated, but good.
Nice.
Anyways, next one we have is, due to the failure of this movie at the box office, the production company promptly canceled plans for a Spider-Man movie.
Bust.
That is Gib.
Fantastic Four, 1994.
Oof, unfortunately, that is incorrect on both fronts.
What?
I was going to say, okay.
Yeah, would you like to take your guess, Nate?
I would, because I'm going to go with Lost World.
Huh.
Oof, that is also incorrect. This is Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Oh, this is wow, awarded that to... sucks.
Yeah, Canon Films had Superman, and then I think they also had the rights for Spider-Man.
That's so funny.
They canned it because it was... Yeah.
So if Superman 4 Quest for Peace had gone well, we would have, our first Spider-Man movie would have been through that production company.
And there could have been a chance, because around the same time in the 80s or 90s, they started pushing for crossovers too. Because there was like one-shot crossovers in the 80s. I think there was Spider-Man and Superman. That would have been cool. Funny enough.
Oh, yeah, there was like a, that was like a lot of comics. Crossovers. All right. Next one we have is, just this trivia is, distributed to theaters under the title Skyrim.
Bust.
So I'm sorry, movie? Say that one more time?
Sure, I'll say it and Gib will give his guess, but I'll say it is, the trivia is, distributed to theaters under the title Skyrim. Gibbledang, you busted
I do want to say Fanforestick again.
Fortunately, that is fantastically not it.
Not it on either count. Neither.
Yeah, neither count, unfortunately.
Distributed as Skyrim.
Mm-hmm. Under the title Skyrim.
Then I'm going to say Jurassic World Dominion.
Ooh, good guess, but this was Superman, Man of, or is Man of Steel, not even Superman, I guess.
Man of Steel was called Skyrim?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
I guess the Henry Cavill is just such a nerd. He just, I don't know, maybe he did that.
Maybe he, oh my god, that's so true. He might have.
He was just like, I'll only be in this movie if it's called Skyrim when it gets, you know, released to theaters.
I feel like Zack Snyder, too, he'd probably be such a nerd. Like, that's, I feel like he'd, same thing for him, too.
It's so interesting. Skyrim. Okay. That means if the Cloverfield naming convention had broken and happened to that movie would have just been called Skyrim.
Wow. True. Yeah.
No, Cloverfield was more of a working title, but still.
Yeah, like Blue Harvest instead of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you're talking about the Family Guy one, right?
Mm-hmm. Peter. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Peter, I'm got the dark force.
Ooh, I made a Darth Peter. Duty in my diaper. Oh,
it's me, Darth Doom. Vile woman.
Call my pants right, diaper have, the way it be pooping in my pants. Sorry.
We have a longer one, so bear with me. Again, you could bust in whenever, but I'll finish the whole trivia. At around 53 minutes, when the children are in the gyrosphere watching the instructional video of Jimmy Fallon, he mentions the sphere shell is composed of aluminum oxitride for enhanced durability, aka transparent aluminum. This fictional material was originally popularized on Star Trek IV: The Voyage Home and was an engineering staple in the 23rd century for its remarkable properties. A single 60 by 10 foot foot sheet could withstand the pressure of 18,000 cubic feet of water while being only 1 inch thick. Ironically, aluminum was recently invented. It is comprised of aluminum, oxygen, and nitrogen, and it's commercially used as heavily ballistic glass armor protection. It can stop a .50 caliber armor-piercing round. Get his gym leader, Nate.
Okay? I already know what it is. This is Jurassic World. Just Jurassic World.
Yep, that is correct. You get 2 points, baby.
Why did you keep going?
It wasn't done.
It starts with like Jimmy Fallon.
Here's
and
the exact elemental compositional makeup of the glass from Star Trek 2. Now it's different. Yeah. Like, Jesus. Say they got the name from Star Trek. Move on.
Yeah, let's get one last one that's long out of the way, I guess, you know. And that it was
me trying to get the word count in.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit that 6-page essay.
Yeah.
Trying to hit your 42 lines in the Man of Steel or Batman vs. Superman. This is another long one. Bear with me. Same thing. Get it out of the way. Jeez. You know, get all the big ones out of the way.
Okay.
On The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, the female lead revealed she was terrified of doing a stunt involving a vehicle going over the cliff, which was really a makeshift roller coaster. She said that the zero gravity stuff never got any easier and caused her to even pass out at one point. She explained, "The director decided to have a roller coaster built so I could experience zero gravity, so we could actually fall faster than gravity or something. I'm not sure. I'm not actually a scientist, and I floated. We did so many takes, but let me tell you something. I'm so afraid of roller coasters, like roller coasters are the bane of my existence. I was so scared that with each take, my panic increased substantially. And by the time, like the fifth or sixth take, you know, there's like so much fear. And Justice Smith told me, and I remember it now, I was like shrieking and I blacked out. That's the trivia. Skip.
It's Jurassic World, and it's either...
It is 1 point.
Probably shouldn't have said Justice Smith, because that's the name of the actor. I think Dominion?
That is incorrect. Ah! Would you like to steal...
It's Fallen Kingdom?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yoink.
All right, cool.
Doink, doink.
All right, we'll finish... We have we'll do two more. Let me find some good ones to end on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a good one.
Sorry.
Ooh, you want me to end on?
That's enough.
Okay, next trivia. The lead actress underwear scene was added after the actress had agreed to be in the
bust.
Yeah, you said fucking like no,
Jessica Alba. Fantastic Four.
One or two?
One.
Like from the Alba one. That is correct. You get 2 points for that one.
Wow.
That's the scene where she has to take off her clothes for no reason.
That seems like that is a glimpse into the mind of Gibbledang right there. With the fury of how hard he busted right there shows how hard he was busted to Jessica Alba back in the day.
Yeah, I forgot. I remembered we were playing a game when I said that. Yeah.
yeah. I wasn't in a daze. Like,
sorry, I usually just yell bust when I bust.
Yeah.
No, it's funny because that scene is like wild because they make her get naked so she could go invisible and go behind the crowd. And then it just cuts them also all behind the crowd with her. So it's like, what was the point of her being invisible? Like,
and then she moves like 10 feet. And puts her clothes back on.
Yeah.
So dumb.
It's so pointless. But by God, Little Dala was so, you know, as a kid.
It accomplished their goal of asking Jessica Alba to take her clothes off.
Not me. I knew it was wrong, and I knew that it was exploitative. And even as a kid, I stood by women, and I knew to respect them and love them and cherish them.
I bet. That's definitely what that bust says. That's what was conveyed. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. We'll finish up. I think we'll do our last one. So, let's see if who can guess this last piece of trivia.
It's going to be me.
According to the actor, in Japan, her scene of blank killing the astronaut by kicking him in the groin was cut due to their sensitivity of a woman being so dominant.
I'll
bust.
That's Nate.
I'm going to say Fantastic Four.
Ooh, that is incorrect. I am sorry on both fronts. No points for that one.
Someone kills an astronaut by kicking him in the nuts?
But it was, well, I guess it was cut in the Japan cut, I guess. Gibbledang, still, would you like to hazard a guess?
It's probably Man of Steel.
Okay, you're going to lock in Man of Steel, final guess?
Yeah.
It is 1 point, because that is Superman 2.
Oh.
That's 1 point for you.
I really got to see these old Supermans. What the fuck?
Yeah. Got to end with the old one, you know. But, that concludes the game. Woo!
Yeah!
Incredible
stuff.
Where's my car?
Yeah, fun. So, yeah, you won a fantastic car. So you get the one that separates into multiple pieces.
Nice.
And Gibbledang, you win each of my legs. The Fortress of Solitude along with some dinosaurs.
Ooh.
For that game.
Some Doomsday.
I mean, I do have the point totals if you'd like.
Yes.
Let me know how much I lost by. Exactly. I need to know.
Not too bad. Let's see. We have 16 for Gym Leader Nate, followed by Gibbledang with 26.
Jesus.
About 10-point difference. Honestly, it was pretty neck to neck for like half of the show. But Woo! Thanks all again for coming, you know. For Gibbledang, since you're a winner, you know, would you like to plug anything? We'll let you get the first plugs.
So, I know it's a little serious, but should we try to like address like the LA stuff and the ice and everything?
Sure.
Because that's the only thing I'd really want to, I guess, plug. A lot of our listeners are in California, mm-hmm. SoCal, NorCal, Central Valley kind of stuff. And things are getting very heated and very heavy. You know, if you're an immigrant or even if you're just a person of color, you know, it's things have been hard. And like, it's so weird because it feels like, do we even have any kind of authority to talk about this? Like, we're just a dumb podcast, you know, like we're just here to
I think we try to
be silly.
Yeah.
But if anybody is going to protest or if anybody is going to, you know, just go stand and make your voice heard and stand out against ICE, just be careful. You know, it sucks and it can feel hopeless, but so long as everyone goes out and stands in solidarity with everybody, I mean, shit, even the fucking Scryfall cards you were talking about, Nate, like, they get the picture. Yeah. I don't know. Check our stories, the No Dumb Idea Instagram page. We'll post some stuff and yeah, I don't know. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. And I would say, I'll add, if people are considering, you know, there's probably going to be demonstrations that are going to be rising up across the country too. But even in California, if people are considering going, just to like stay alert, keep your head on a swivel, make sure you have resources and people to call.
Yeah. I was just saying, if you're not, you know, if you, I think just in general, like as a resource, you can check out the ACLU. I forget what the initials stand for, but they have a lot of resources. They have a lot of like information. They're actively like trying like to get lawsuits against authorities right now that is actively against like immigration. It just against everything, trans people, immigration. So I would say, you know, start there if you really don't know where to go. I mean, by the time this episode goes up, there's a parade. I don't know. There's the No Kings parade that happened on the 16th.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a protest of Trump's, you know, hopefully you guys went. Yeah. You know, just I would look up like local ways to support. It doesn't have to be protest necessarily. You know, maybe you just can't physically go or some other, you know, one reason or the other. But even just spreading it on Instagram, like I said, you know, like Gibbledang was saying, you can, you know, follow us at No Dumb Idea. I'm at didala.art on Instagram, and I've been posting a lot too. Yeah, no, stay safe. Look out for each other. You know, let's show some empathy, you know?
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.